had actually been monitoring it from Thursday, and we had initiated some, advance preparatory plans on foot of that, and we kicked them into action on Friday morning. And thankfully, and as far as they could do, they assisted us in the response over the days, over Friday and Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, when the storm was at its worst.
So when did it become a peak wise a big problem?
Well, it affected different parts of the county at different times. It was a little bit like mushrooms. The problems were popping up all over the place. For example, on Saturday morning in Donegal Town, an area that is somewhat prone to flooding adjacent to the River Esk, manifested itself in flooding in the houses. And whilst the fire service managed to beat it back until the mid to late afternoon, unfortunately, the rising tide and the rising floodwaters eventually inundated 6 or 7 houses that had been inundated around 3 weeks ago as well, which has been desperately unfortunate for the householders in that area. And I suppose it really kicked off from there right through the day. It started to kick off quite badly in Balbuffet and Stranorder around the same time, with a number of commercial premises, business premises, basements flooding, Ballor Theatre flooding around the same time. And there were substantial resources deployed in that area for an extended period of time over the duration of Saturday. But to give you an example, at one stage on Saturday, pretty much all of the fire services, fire brigades, were basically out on call in different parts of the county, ranging from commercial premises to flooding on roads, flooding on premises, flooding in nursing homes in Bundoran and so on and so forth. And thankfully, many of the battles were won, thankfully, and I suppose the most important thing, Sean, is that nobody was hurt or injured, either the members of the general public or indeed people that are out there, the volunteering or the response services, nobody was suffered any major injury. And
which is remarkable, really.
You start off, I suppose, with the intention of protecting property, but, in certain instances, you get to the point where you have to go back to your first priority, which is preservation of life. And, the extent and duration of the storm the last day was one of those that, that was presenting problems. You could see yourself escalating to that particular position. And, the one good thing that actually comes out of an event like that, it puts faith back, your faith back into human nature again, when you see everybody pulling together, and not just, the response agencies, and obviously they're all trained to do it, the fire service, the council's roads personnel, the volunteer civil defence personnel that work under the auspices of the council, but cooperation with the likes of the defence forces, the army from Finner Camp, and Charlie Cavanagh's unit, from the Coast Guard and Greencastle. I mean, everybody was absolutely fantastic. And then on top of that, the huge number of volunteers that came out to assist at one stage on Saturday night in the yard in Stranorler. We were getting people in to fill sandbags, and I was actually over there in the yard myself at that time, and there must have been 50 people there, local people from all over, who had come basically, I suppose, on their own volition and through social media to assist. And, a real sincere word of thanks to all of those, and everybody who helped in any way possible. And everybody was very good in understanding. And it's such a stressful thing, to have your property inundated with water. Your whole life, is basically, in many instances, been washed away in front of you.
Now, having said all of that, Gary, how much of this was preventable?
I don't know, Sean. I think there are people who are more expert in this field than I who have reflected on the extent of this storm. First of all, I think it's the first red rainfall warning that Met Aaron has issued.
But they haven't had it for very long now, to be fair. The red alert.
No, that is a fair point. But I suppose when you marry that alongside the fact that, for example, talking to some of the long-term residents here in Lifford yesterday, people that are well into their retirement, they've reflected that they have never seen, the river advance so far up the Foyle onto their gardens, facing onto the Foyle. And these people have a memory of 50 or 60 years. We have areas in Lifford, for example, yesterday, the Rowan in Lifford, that has never flooded previously. And again, that's in living memory. People just do not recall it ever having flooded previously. And that's an idea of the extent of the storm. The storm, again, the Met people would tell you, was particularly unusual in that it extended over a very, very long period of time and was exceptionally slow moving. And because of that, it had an extended period of time to continue to dump incessant rain on essentially the same geographic area for such a long period of time. And I think that is probably the biggest driver for the extent of the flooding that actually manifested itself on the ground.
Appreciate that. But then we had Castlefin flooded 3 weeks ago, and then 3 weeks on, they're flooded again. And you've heard, I'm sure, public representatives saying OPW need to do something here. They're ignoring us, basically. And, I think Patrick McGowan mentioned trees in the river that had never been cleared. People talk about the drainage, the water not getting away properly, all of those things, maintenance, general maintenance to prevent these things from happening. What have you to say to that?
I think, look, there is quite a good preventative maintenance scheme in place. I'm not saying this in the context of defending why areas flooded. Look, clearly, I think no matter what we would have done over the weekend, there would have been areas flooded. But there is a preventative maintenance scheme in place, where basically the storm drains are cleared out periodically to ensure that there isn't build-up of sediments or silt in them, so that when an event like this occurs, every opportunity is given for the water to be able to run off. But there were areas on the roads that I saw over the last 2 days that I'd never seen flooding on before, and it was just simply by dint of the sheer volume of water, a lot of it surface water just simply running off the land, and just not having anywhere to go because of the build-up on in the rivers. Look, there will be clearly a demand for the areas that have been flooded to be looked at, and that's only right and proper, and that'll go through the process of the elected members and the council looking at that, making their case, and obviously as the executive will be assisting them in relation to that. None of us want to see flooding if it can at all possibly be prevented. I suppose really in the context of my role today, I suppose I'm more just in the zone of looking at what we actually did, and I suppose to try to learn from that to ensure that if we ever have to respond again, that we can learn from
what have you learned.
I think, well, the positives, obviously, is that, we do have substantial resources that, when applied on the ground, can actually make a difference. And as I said, we certainly won quite a number of battles over the weekend, and that's hugely positive, and hopefully that'll be reflected in feedback from different parts of the county. And areas where we, I suppose, were defeated and we weren't able to hold back the floods, it's a question of trying to engage then with the relevant services. You've mentioned the likes of the Office of Public Works and bodies such as that to see what can be done from a technical perspective to design or to carry out works that can alleviate or ameliorate the potential for further flooding.
Well, it's pretty predictable. I mean, you mentioned a couple of areas there that you say you've been prone to flooding before. There are areas that you must know, Gary, immediately when you get a weather warning like this, immediately you get your team together and you say, these are the areas we'll be worried about. So if you're worried about those areas, I want to know, what do you think needs to be done to prevent those areas from being the hotspots?
Well, there's no simple answer. For example, Sean, like some areas of the county are prone to flooding as a result of tidal conditions. So for example, if you happen to have conditions of perhaps southwesterly ones, low pressure, high volumes of water coming down the river, and a high tide, you have a kind of a confluence of events that will give rise to flooding.
Ballybuffet?
Well, Ballybuffet is tidal as well to a certain extent. It's a number of hours, obviously, from high tide at Derry when the water basically pushes back up the foil into the fin. But there are, obviously, and there's a number of people have suggested ways that could ameliorate the level and extent of water and the fin. I was watching the fin pretty much most of the day on Saturday, and certainly in my living memory, and I know that area reasonably well, and I've spoken to a number of fire service personnel who have lived their entire lives adjacent to the fin. They have said that they have never seen levels of water to that extent there previously. And it is, as I said, in relation to this particular event, I think it is just due to the sheer volume of rainfall. Now, as I said, we do have to learn lessons from that, and obviously to work with the agencies that can perhaps carry out some work that could ameliorate, perhaps not the events from a storm such as what we had at the weekend, perhaps storms of a lesser nature. I think that they might be able to have works that could potentially be carried out that could ameliorate some effects of smaller storms.